been a 12-month at London, now neither made widow nor wife, yet I cannot say I am undone, for I have been done to the life. A fortnight after last Easter, I then lost my virginity. I value it not of a teaster, for it was a torment to me. I spent all the summer in pleasure, I being both wanton and wild, and kissed the young men out of measure. At length they have got me with child. I cannot tell who is the father, no, if he would give me a crown, for as we did cuddle together, with many I'd laugh and lie down. I think I have more than a dozen young bachelor tradesmen I mean, besides my old friend Robin's cousin, who gave me the top knot of green. The first I enjoyed was a baker, who had a most delicate brow. The second was Tom, the shoemaker. I could not deny them my vow. The third was stout Anthony Gristle, who was a brisk carpenter bold. He came with his mallet and chisel, and would by no means be controlled. The fourth was a jovial shopkeeper, who did many favors afford. The fifth was a black chimney sweeper, sixth was a tailor, good lord. A seaman came next to my harbor, and there he cast anchor a while. Next day came young Johnny the barber, and begged for a kiss and a smile. The ninth was a double refiner, who followeth most excellent rules. The tenth was young William the joiner, a spark which can handle his tools. The 11th he was a stout sergeant, who marches with a warlike train. The 12th was a skillful chirurgeon, and he touched me in the right vein. I sometimes would seem to defy 'em, then straight away my person they'd praise. Now what flesh and blood could deny 'em, when they had such sweet winning ways? I, being concerned with so many, my sorrow and grief is severe, and fearing I shall not find any that will a kind father appear, I'll go to them all with submission, and tell them of this my disgrace. So perhaps they may pity my case. But if that these gallants won't pity a damsel in grief and distress, I have an old love in the city to whom I will make my address. Who gave me a cornet and tower, and fain would have made me his bride, yet I would both fret and frown and lower, and all his kind proffers defied. Yet now I will marry him rather than languish in grief and despair. I know that he will be a father in less than 5 months, I declare.